Are you there? The two away. Abba Avraham, Moshe Lampin.
Beshis, obi moi reshlite, beshis, the ganze kuh lakudish. Pasha shuiftim, is mesikin, vier hour minig. Normally we read Pasha shuiftim in the beginning of Chodesh Elul. Shuiftim, shuiftim, titlum of Chol Shoreichu. Says the Heilige Baditsche Veru, Viknish is Laivi. A person has a mishpat, he has a court case. So he has to have somebody who should, a lawyer, a barrister, should be a sanaige. So a person comes to the mishpat for the Hashem Zburach. It's in your hands to bring the right shoiftim and the right shoitrim, the right sanaige. Through you can open the gates of the right tzanaige. You have a koyach. How? How has a person got a koyach to get the right barrister, the right tzanaige, to be able to speak for his behalf, to be able to rescue him from all the makatrigim? The shaltis on mishpat tzedek. If a person is melamed chis on Eden, famous paditcha veruv that was sinagoga shel Yisrael, the shaltis on mishpat tzedek. Chazal darshan betzedek tishmina b'seichu, a person should always be done like havs a chis. So the shaltus on mishpat tzedek, a person is melamed chis on Yidden, then we know that the Eibishter is besnag midi keneged midi, and beschised lesata, the way a person acts on this world below, is ma'oire lemale, as the shaltus on mishpat tzedek, and as the Eibishter should beshev with him as well, betzedek. So it says the baditcha veru, it's the hands of a person before the Yom Neruim, to be able to get the right barrister by acting the way of to acquire to limit the chis on Klal Yisrael, his ma'oire lemaale, the Eibush also be limit chis on him. That's always the klal. A person is ma'oire midikinig. The famous medrash of the Baal Shem Tov used to say, Hashem tzilchu, Hashem is like a shadow. The way a person acts, that's the way the shadow acts back. If he bends down, the shadow bends down. If he gets up, the shadow bends up. It's a medrash. So Hashem used to always chazen this medrash. Hashem tzilchu. Hashem acts the way that like a tzel, like the shadow of the person. The person's got a koyach through his way of tzuvah kudosh buruch to be ma'ir lema'ale. We also find another source in this week's sedra how it's so important to be able to be melamed tzchis and to be able to look after the kuvot of a yid. And I feel a yid that might seem a little schwacher, nevertheless the Torah worries to be able to look after the shouldn't be mevayish a yid. We find the parasha tells us that b'shas they went out to Mechuma, and that's a shul. The yid went out to Mechuma. There was the shoyter used to say before the Mechuma, who built a house and didn't dwell in the house yet? Yarech yush levayisoy. Who planted a vineyard and he hasn't been the fourth year yet? He should. You should advise us to go home. Who a newly married person who is married and hasn't became a chusn, is mekadosh and hasn't made nisiyin yet? You should advise us. And then me wish a yurech alive of somebody who is scared. What's he scared? Says a Moshe Aglili. He's scared by a virus shebiyudoy. Says a Moshe Aglili. The whole reason why Hashem made the halucha that the person who built a new house or made a new vineyard, or married, should go back, is because we want to look after this fourth people, fourth Madraya people, who are scared of a virus. Imagine we will say, anybody who's got scared of a virus should go home. So everybody look around, who are the Bala virus? Ooh, Riven, Shimon, can be a big bazooka. So Hashem Zburach said that another three parts of Klal Yisrael should go away. Those who built the house, and who made the vineyard, and married, could die to take away the shame from the Bala Vayre. Nobody should realize, why is he going away? Maybe he built the house, maybe he got married, maybe he planted the vineyard. So what the Torah's answer, Torah's worrying for this Bala Vayre. Who cares, Bala Vayre? Zol Averf Hashemt. Even more so, it's Mamash Basiris Nefesh. And Melchumah, the more soldiers you have, the more koyach you have. Although B'Amesach Melchumah always goes up here, Hashem, we know Melchumah, Hashem Spuch is the one who leads the Melchumah, but nevertheless, it's alt B'deich HaTeva, we're going to Melchumah, we're Shtadah B'deich HaTeva, obviously the more soldiers you have, the easiest to make a war. So you mask him to take away so many soldiers, why? To rescue people from shame. Which people? The Bala Avaya. So we see here in the Siris Nefesh, after he gave off the Kor of a Yid, of Alavaira fella. The Kor of a Yid teaches that Kor of a Yid, a person after the Mislim Lamud Sris, and look after the shame of any Yid, Yisroel Kedoshim. Same thing here, the Melchuma. The Mephoshim say, why do we always read about Melchuma in these weeks, these Sedras, now Elul? Because it's Maramas of the Melchuma. It's Maramas of the Melchuma of the Yetzahara wants to be Mekatrik on Klal Yisroel. So the Torah teaches us, you want to go out with the Melchuma, the Yetzahara comes to Rosh Hashanah and wants to say all the virus of the Yidin. If you look after every single Yid, after the Kumud of every single Yid, like the Shas Melchuma, you have to look after all the Yidin, not to shame, not to bring shame to any Yid, a fellow Yid, the Balavaya. Through that, you'll be able to be Benetzayach, the Mekatrik, on the Melchuma of the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah. We find another source, how we see how the Gedoyle Yisrael was so makpet for the Kuvod of Yidin, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and even push it to Yidin. Push the Yidin. Shtad Shechen Urech in Simon Tufkiv Pai Beis, Shiv Tess, that although the whole year we daven Shemoneh Esrei quietly, as the Halucha is, Rosh Hashanah, the custom was to daven Shemoneh Esrei like more with a high voice. Why? Says the Mishabrira, to have more kavuna. But then the Mephoshim bring it down, the Mugen Avruam brings it down, Matar Ephraim. It's better not to practice that way, better to daven quietly, because Al Pi Zohar Kodesh, it's not right to daven loud, because we find in Nach, by the Nevi Habal, they shouted, we believe in Kishbuchi, we believe in Kishbuchi, it's the heart, the conscience of Magid Reis, it doesn't mean shouting with the voice, it means shouting in the heart, it means the conscience of Magid. It's shouting in the heart, many people now are accustomed not to daven loud. Sometimes you hear a little hum, but it's when I ask more in the middle of the year. But the Master Shmuel says you should daven loud, and many people say, no, it's a king da halucha. Others say, a clue, that's not right to daven loud. Why? Because where do we learn how to daven quietly? From Chana. Chana davened quietly. And Chana davened on Rosh Hashanah. So Kinos Rosh Hashanah is a raya from Chana. They might have davened quietly. It's the raya of some Mephoshim. Some say it's a raya from Chana. It was a private tefillah. It was her private tefillah. But Kupunem, the Indian of davening loud is not a push it. Nevertheless, the minig was to daven loud. Says the Heilige Rabbi Mendel of Rimenev, I'll tell you why the minig was to daven loud. Because the people of the Derflech, from the Kfurim, from the villages, used to come in, Damaratzim, who never used to come to davening all year, in Betzibah Zichenisht, and they couldn't say the Ivra well, and they used to daven loud, like people who can't, people Amaratzim, used to daven loud. It'll be a Bezoyim, that these people, the people from the villages who come into the town, daven loud. So they made it Kuna, all the Yidish daven loud. Hodge Lechoyre, this is the Oskehalt, this king of the Aluche. But to rescue these people of the villages, not to have Bezioinus, we Michael, to daven loud, or Shashuna Lechoyre, it's nicht so good a twiller, you be Mesalt in a twiller, it's a Chushim in a twiller, to daven loud, of the king Aluche, to rescue a person from Bezoin, and to daven quietly, a person should have Bezoin. So we see here time and time again how the avoider, Davke, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a time of looking and seeking to have Aksim Vachsim Atoyev, to be able to be overcome all the Mekatrigim, is the Aitze is through Limitzchis, and looking after other Yidin, even pushing the Yidin, shouldn't come into shame. We see it, first of all, the Vav, Vachnishis Laivi, we say, Vashavtus Om Mishpat Tzedek, Limitzchis, then Yezoichet to a good barrister, Midikeneged Midden, then we saw by the Melchuma, they were ready to give away so many hundreds of soldiers to leave the battlefield. Kedai to rescue the Balavaya from Bezoyan. We were ready to go into fight and Melchuma with less soldiers. Mesiris Nefesh Mamash. And then we see the vote from the Rebbe Man Rimeneva. We were ready to daven loud, Koil Ram, although Api Zoya, Api Kabula, and Api Alucha, it's against Alucha to daven loud. We were mighty to daven loud. Kedai, these people from the villages, they are Meratzim, shouldn't have Bezioinus. The famous story they say that after thinking brisk, the Maskilim once made the show. They wanted to make a show to make Choizik. From the Elch Yidin, they show like a show, like on the stage came on many, many soldiers, full of soldiers, going to fight a Melchuma. All of a sudden comes the general and says, any person who built a new house, please go home. Hundreds of people leave the battlefield. Anybody who planted a vineyard, leave. left. Everybody who got married, all the young chevre, they got married, the young chevre, the Muslims, they all left. Geblieben zwei alte Jiden, auf einem standen die Shagasarie, in einem standen die Villa Leguen. And die zwei alte Jiden, sahen sich einfach umhalten. That was a joke. So they came to Reb Chaim Brisker, they told him this joke, says, it's not a joke. It happened, so. What? They forgot to finish the last scene of this story. They went to war and they won. They left out the last scene. They went to war and they won. So we were ready to leave, all the people leave the field, and Blab, and Shagas, Arya, and Villa Guin. Why? Can die? Teratim and who? Teratim is pushing the Yid from Bezoyan. We see how serious we have to have to look after the Yidin. I wanted a story from the Belz Ruf School in the Ruch. It was you that was Kuf Aleph, Menachem Uf, the Rebaren of Belz. The Belz Ruf School in the Ruch was very makpid on Uysius, of Aleph Beis. Even at the school where they write Stam in Yuna Chilin, in Aleph Beis, in Hebrew Stam, Nishke, he was Makpid. He spoke on Reishes Chochme. He spoke on Reishes Chochme and also in Orayusha. Since the Aleph Beis, they resemble the Aleph Beis of Kuf Beis Ois Shatoire, I feel like it's written Sich, Dvurim Shal Chol Bezei, he should be Makpid. It's famous, the Belzu was a big Mlamed Schiz, famous, everybody knows. The Belzu once a person came to him and said, how can the Rebbe live in Tel Aviv? Tel Aviv is full of princes. You have to shmir as an ayin. He didn't say anything. Later, he was walking in the street. In those times, in Etzesruel, in Yerushalayim, it was still written in English on the manholes, written in English, because of the time of mandate. In Tel Aviv, she gave in Yiddish Oysius, it was written in Tel Aviv in Yiddish Oysius. She says to his Gabba, Avada, you have to have Shmir Sanaim here in Tel Aviv. You have to be ready, you have to be careful not to tread on the Oysius. He was so makbid on Oysius, at Oysius Akdish, he was makbid on Oysius. Avada, you have to have Shmir Sanaim in Tel Aviv. You have to look down the floor, you have to be careful not to tread on the Aleph Beis. So he was very makbid. So a person once came to him and he told him he was going to open a fish store. She says, very, have a tzlucha. I want to ask you, don't use the newspaper from the Aleph Beis to wrap the fish. Don't use the, which newspaper? I'm not speaking about Hamadiyah, I'm speaking about, which also speaking about the Book of Kodesh. Don't wrap the fish with those newspapers. Why? It's Aleph Beis. You have to go specially to a special place to get the Jerusalem Post, which is in English, to be able to wrap his fish. Sure. Then the Belzruf once came into a Udam Gudel. Udam Gudel, one of the big rabbis. And this rabbi wasn't makpid in this. He was a big rabbi, but he wasn't the madrag of the Belz Ruf to be makpid on Aleph Beis, is written in it was a heimische newspaper. And they wrapped the grapes in newspaper, and they brought in the grapes in this newspaper. They opened the grapes, and they gave the grapes to the Belz Ruf. Schau, mit der Brucher, so hat er Schmies, the Belz Ruf left. And the Belzer of left, he says, Zoi, to his Gabbe. You know, Baruch Hashem, ich bin nicht ka Frimme. I'm not from. What do I mean, I'm not from? I'm not from on Yenis Cheshm. You know how much I am makpid on Aleph Beis? If I come to Yenim and Stieb, and Yenim is nicht makpid, so ich gut, I don't say anything. So I feel the Belzer, ich wollte ich peide on Aleph Beis, but on the Cheshm, to be me weiche Yid, has for Shulem. It's even more than that. Because we don't understand the Belzer of Masim. But I once heard the Hezbe, the Belz Ruf Melamed Schiss on Yidin. Very, very stark. We know the Aleph Beis, yeah, is also Melamed on Yidin, because every Yid is a Os. We'll soon speak about it. Every Yid is a Os in the Torah. Aleph Beis is Melamed on Yidin. So like it was Nakpid, who was so Makpid on the Kuvit of any Yid, even a Yid who was far from the Torah, he was very Melamed Schiss, say he was Makpid on the Oysius, because the Oysius and Yidin, they correspond to each other. Yidin and Oysius are Torah. But also, to be mevayishe yid is a stira. The whole idea why you makpid oisiyas is to be mechabed yidin. To be makpid oisiyas is to be mevayishe yid. So we see here, a fellow person is very makpid and kpidus. Bezoin of a yid is the elster zach. So forget, midotoy v'meribbe. Es gibt sich ein, heiligen Yom Neruim. And we're looking for schiyas. Avada, the schis is to be melamed schis on yidin. And as, like we said, to look after the bezoin, a yid zol shver mevayish. And as we say, a fellow people, the people of the peasants who came from the villages, they shouldn't daven loud. We're willing to daven loud against the halacha, and we'll have the schiz of tefillah because we're rescuing Yidin from Bezoyin. And we're ready to have Mesiras Nefesh to go into war with only a few soldiers to look after the person, the Balavaira, shouldn't have Bezoyinus. Now, Bebesdan, all this whole Shviz has got a source, Mamish, in the Psikim and Nach. As we all remember, the Haftoire in Pashas Vayairu. Haftoire in Pashas Vayairu, about the Isha Shinamis. There was the Isha Shinamis, Elisha Hanuvi, the Heilige Novi Elisha. He used to come to the town of Shunem, a town. And there was Isha Gedoyle. Why is it called Isha Gedoyle? It says the Zohar Kodesh, because normally we find the Gemara, it says, the Isha, a woman, Aineu Tzura Ba'orchim. That's what the Gemara tells us. Nushim normally don't like to take in guests. The Mephoshim of Masba didn't mean to like, okay, if we find the Nushim Tzitkudis. It means say the Nushim, they like things should be proper. If they have a five-course meal and a nice bedroom, everything's so nice, they're taking a guest. But they're bringing a guest, they give them a bit of onions, and a bit of tomatoes, and a bit of black bread. So really, they have to be passed through proper. So they keep those many times, they say no to a guest. Or a person should know, a filly has a vineyard, it's a small room, it's not so clean. Take in guests, whatever. Lamasa Isha is a cloud concept. Isha, Aneu, Tzur Ba'orchim. She was Isha Gedoyle, and she saw Elisha was here. She took him in. It seems in the beginning she didn't realize it was a tzaddik. She saw a guest, she took him in. Then she realized it's a tzaddik. Ish elekim kudashi. I see he's a kudash. Why is he a kudash? Says the Gemara. She always never ever saw any flies flying over her bed, over his table when he was eating, or different than you and him. The Zohar says a different chat. Why did she see she's a kudash? Normally a person goes to sleep in a bed. The bed has a human smell, right? Person sleeps in the bed. She went to his bed to change the bed, and she smelled the blanket, and it was smelling of Ganaiden. Like we find by Yaakov Avinu, he came into Yitzchak Avinu to the Bruch, the Pashas told us, for you is Beru, is Begudav, Kereich Asuja, Shabbat HaShem, Yaakov Avinu is Begudav, smelled from Ganaiden. So she smelled the bed of Elisha, and it was smelled from Ganaiden. Derech Agav, I once spoke to the Gabba of the Bel Zuzchon Levrucha, I'll tell you, he was sitting in Tel Aviv in the great heat with his fur coat and all the windows were closed and he didn't change his shirt from Shabbos to Shabbos and it was always clean with no bad smell, he tells me, the Gabba. It would never have a bad smell. I don't know if this Gabba could smell Tam Yenayden, weiß ich nicht, but it was a sicher, had no human smell after wearing a whole week a Malbish in the heat. This is in our times. Kapunim Shishidu, Ish Kudish, he's a heilige Mensch. He's passing our house always. So let's go and build up a little Aliyah's key, a little room, to give him like his mother. He should have his own room, his own bed, his own table, just like the Pusik. There's a vod chasam soifer. What's that? Isha oivereleine tumet? Isha oivereleine tumet? Oivereleine tumet? A person comes to our house, what's oiver? He goes past. Pusik, he goes past our town. Says Upshat. Soifer says he heard a story from his Rebbe, Reb Nusen Adler. Reb Nusen Adler said the following story. That whenever he makes Aliyas Neshama, he goes up in Gan Eden, he always finds two people there first before him. They before him. Who are these two people? The Rebbe Reb Meilech Blazhensky and his brother Rebbe Reb Zisha. Whenever he comes up, he always sees the two people before him. So he decided he'll get up very, very, very early. And he'll go in before the gates are opened in Gan Eden. And as soon as they open the gates, he'll go in, he'll be first. So he did that, he got them in Gan Eden. And before the gates were opened, and he opened the gates, and they're ready there inside. So he says, that's why they say the Polish have got the Recheres. Because they climbed over the wall. If it was closed gates. Also, Adler, gesucht waren some Seufer, the godless of Rebbe Zisha. Says some soifer, that's why I'm pussy here. She said to her husband, she was Isha Gedoyle, she was Mitzadaikis. And her husband was also, normally, if Isha's Gedoyle, her husband was a Gudel. So if they were Gedoylem, they made Halis the Shomer like a Nusen Adler. But whenever they came up, Oy, we're going to top it. He looked before us. So, nu ja, da habe ich nur so, ich kudische vom Seufe. Ich, ich kim kudische, oi, da gleine tumme. Whenever we come normal, it's always before us. Also, ich kann ich zum Seufe. Anyway, she said, das der Agam, by the way. She said to her husband, let's build him a little attic, give him a chair, and a table, and a neure. And they did so. Once, Elisha came past the house again. He sees this beautiful room, this table, and this mitte, this neure. And Aliaskira, a room for his brothers, for the Shinner. He was very overtaken. And he calls in his Gabba, Gaichazi, please call the Isha, call her. She called her, she's standing by the door, and he says to his Gabba, ask her, the Yer Yoy, it was a Yoy, says the Zoya, it was Rosh Hashanah. Hayoy was Rosh Hashanah. The Yoy was Shomo, the Yusa, the Aliyah, the Ishkev Shomo, the Yoy Mal Gaichazi. Called the names. He called the Yomelo. And Mordo will tell her, Hinnai, Chavadet, Olayni, Eskola, Chaguda, Azois. I realize how much you put in so much effort to give me Zachrus Sochim. Ma, Laas, Ois, Lachu, what can I help you? Hayesh, the Dabel, Lachu, Al Amelech. Maybe I'll have to speak to the king. Or El Saratzu, maybe I'll speak to the general of the army. Tell me, no. Besoich, Ami, Unoich, Yeshemes. I was pushing Pshat. You have to speak to the king, or to the Saratzu. No. I'm nothing to do with the king, I'm not a politician. But doch am I sit in Tyler in my house, I make kegel and kishke and galerette. What's my what does this rent from anything to the king? What's Pushapshat? Says the Zoya Kudish. What was the Havman of Elisha? He knew who his hostess was. Is she Gedoyle? What's the Havman? He thought she was a member of parliament. Working for the Giddis Yisrael, and that's a school life, after getting some king or to the president. What was the Havman? So the Heilige Zoya Kudish Fata Zoya. It was Rosh Hashanah. Hayayish Dabruch Ola Melech Daf Brennen Zem Eibishen Oy Saar Tzu or to the Saar Tzu maybe the Mekatrik. Do you want Hashem? She says, no, don't worry. Soy Chame Neuri Yesheves. If I'm beachtet with Klal Yisrael, if I'm by myself, nothing to worry about. If I'm by myself, I'm worried. I'm Soy Chame Neuri Yesheves. If I'm beachtet with Klal Yisrael, I'm settled. A source of the psikim nach, how the Eitze had to overcome the Ketrigim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to be able to be Moitze Chayin. But Melech, but Eibush Rosh Hashanah is by being beachtet with Klal Yisrael. Let me try and explain a little depth. Why is it so important to be beachtet with Klal Yisrael? Push Pshat is a person by himself is not Mishlaimus. With Klal Yisrael always, the core of Klal Yisrael, the Shoyrish of Klal Yisrael, the source is a very high source, and once you get connected with the source of Klal Yisrael, there's no problem. The problem is a person comes by himself, that's Lushna Zoya. A person comes by himself, a person's got a virus. But once you tick in, how do you say it in English? Once you keep the round, you come into the place, you connect in to the Shoyrish, or Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Shoyrish is always Beschleimus. So how do you connect to the Shoyrish, to the source? How do you connect? By having Achdus, by loving Yidin, you're Bechibah to the Shoyrish of Klal Yisrael. And my, no problem, you can become all of Katriya. But let me try and tell you a little deeper. We find the Gemara tells us the Rosh Hashanah. Shloisha Sfurim Neftuchim Rosh Hashanah. One cipher Tzadikim, one cipher Bainim, and one cipher Rishuim. How do you learn Pushup Shat? It's three Sfurim. Tzadikim, Bainim, Rishuim. There's a cipher Bechor Shor on Gemara from the Baal Chabba Tvi Shor, one of the biggest Gedoilim, bekannt for the Shochtim, who know, the Rabunim, know Tvi Shor, one of the biggest Sfurim, and then Rishritis. A three shows that the instinct pshat. It doesn't mean that's three svurim. What was that? As we mentioned before, the svurim tell us Yisruvayin ushetayves yesh shishim riboy oisus atoyre. There's 600,000 oisus atoyre, and every yid got the source of one of the oisus. So every person, I might be an aleph, you might be a gimel, a dalet, a high, I'm a bereishis, you're in shemois, everything's got a part of his ois. Nobody knows which ois, but we've got a part of the ois. A ois is put together from four parts. You have the ois itself, then you have the tag. A ois, which is written properly, has a tag, has a crown. Then you have the Nikuda, a Chirek, a Choylam, a Kumet. Then you have the Tam, the tune. It's every ois, a ois by itself, it's like a dead ois, a gimel. What's a gimel? Nothing. But then, if you add on the tag, it makes it beautiful. It's a nice crown. Then you add the chirik, it's gi. Oh, it's beginning to live. A kumetz, it's gu. Or it's a choylem, it's goy. You're giving life to the ois. And if it's got a kadmu v'azlu, it's a goy, it's a tune. It becomes completely bombshell, it becomes a tune. What's that Bahamas? What's Bahamas? Says the Bahal Shah, the name of the Mekabulim. The ois is the guf of the Eid. It's ois. If he has a nefesh, he has a neshuma, nefesh, he has a crown. His guf brings to live. With a nefesh, a heilig nefesh of a Yid. He's got a crown. It's beautiful. If he has a ruach, more than a nefesh, then it begins to more life, brings in ruach into the ois. It's got a nekuda. And if it's got a neshuma, then it's vaulting a tune, the shuma. It's mamish, it's beautiful to listen. A song brings the shuma out. You know, a song brings the person out, brings the shuma out. The person listens to a nice song. His own shuma comes out, right? So mind we see the tune is in the shuma. So a person who serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shleimus with a nefesh, with a riach, with a neshuma, then his ois is illuminated in shumayim. With the ois in shumayim, in the sevatorium which is in the shumayim, it's completely nice black ois with a nice tag. And Hashem sees the nekud in it. He sees the tune in it. But if Chas V'Shulim is poigim, it's missing sometimes maybe the tune, or it's missing the nekud, or it's missing the tag, or maybe missing even the ois sometimes. Tzadikim is the chayim. Their ois is alive. Their ois, not three surim. The same side has three parts. Tzadikim, their ois in the Torah is illuminated with all the parts of the ois, the tag, the nekud, and the tam. By Rishuim, they might be living, but since they have no neshuma, no riach, and no nefesh, and they're doing a virus, Rishuim b'chayayim kriyim maisim, their ois is not living. By Nenim, kriyim v'omdim. The avoid of the seis ma'achiva is to rectify your ois. We all become soifrim. We become soifrim to rectify our ois. That's why that's the heart of the Bechor Shoy. So they add on with this akdumah, as a ma'uranayet from Nuchm Chernobyl, a gewaltige word. Why is there a minig that Simchas Teure, we call it Simchas Teure? Shmini Atzeire, Shavuos is Simchas Teure. Why is Simchas Teure, Shmini Atzeire is called Simchas Teure? Another thing, why is there a minig that whole oilem, we all have aliyah, we all oil in the Teure? Why? What's that in the minig? Very good. Since we say the whole avodah of from Elul, all the says in my Chiva and Yom Kippur, is to rectify our letter, the Teure is not happy, because unfortunately all her kinder, all her children are in the Torah, but many of them are missing legs and hands and feet. Some missing a tag, missing the kudus. The Torah is upset. But when we're zoyuch to have the Elul, and say this by Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and Sikkis, and we all do Tshuva, we return to the Sefer Torah, and all our oasis become illuminated with all the parts. B'shleimus, we have Kapura, Tshuva Meyere, Tshuva Mahava, Meile, Simchas Torah. How much more better a time the Torah should be happy after when all the Yiddish kinder have a Kapura and the oasis become B'shleimus? It's a Simcha for the Torah. The Torah was upset that many of her oasis were dull. They weren't alight. And then after Yom Neruim, they become rectified. It's Simchas Torah. And all the oasis become connected to the Torah. That's why we're all oil in the Torah. We all have an aliyah. So remember, when you have an aliyah, Simchas Torah means Hashem, think the kabun of the Maranayim. That's Taman Aliyah. We are oil in the Torah because in Shomayim, our ois got rectified. And our ois was oil in the Torah. Here on this world, we do the same thing. We are oil in the Torah. If that's the case, then we understand why it's so important to be Ba'achtas. Imagine your os in the Torah. Let's say it's an Aleph. Beautiful Aleph, with nice and black, with all the tagging, with the nekuda, and with the tamim, by itself. It's not connected to other oisies. Has it got Kedushas Sefer Torah? It's only kudosh when it's mechibah b'toich ami. So that's why it's so important to be able to have the achdus on Yom Neruim, since we're looking here to rectify our ois can't be rectified only if it's included in the Sefer Torah. That's why it's so important to be Soich Ami, the achdus. It's not only an aitzer to be able to have a good barrister to be b'achdus. The whole essence of the avoida of Yom Neruim is to rectify our ois. It can't be rectified by itself. It has to be b'achdus. With this we can understand why we find interesting thing. We find every Yid who got Shabbos, a fill of the door Enish, fill of the Zure, Moichloi. Why is Shmira Shabbos so great? Through Shmira Shabbos, Hashem is Moichloi our virus. So with this Shmiz, we can understand why. As a more than a word from Yismach Moishe in Parshas Kisisu, he says, he makes a Cheshm, it's not time now to go with the Cheshm. If you make a Cheshm, you can make a Cheshm that in the whole Bria, from the beginning of Bria, till the end of the Bria, over 7,000 years, 6,000 years of the world, and 1,000 years of Moshiach Mashiach, there are 600,000 Shabbosim. In the 8th of Bria, makes the Cheshm, there are 600,000 Shabbosim in the Bria from Masa Bereishis till the end of the whole Betzis of the world. Till Oyle Mabu. Says, Amos Pshat, every Shabbos corresponds one Ois. Now, you God the Shabbos is always one key person. It's his Ois. And all of the Eden are like built to this Ois. So this week Shabbos, this is Shabbos, Parshas, Shoiftim. Who knows? Maybe it's my Ois. Maybe. And all of you are like connected to me. It's my Ois. So says the Moshe, every person should be so happy in Shabbos, maybe it's my Ois, and he should guard it. By him guarding it, he has a source to all the Yid not tuffle to him. And every single Shabbos is the Ois for one Yid, and all the Yid not tuffle. Because the whole Yid of Shmir and Shabbos is to be connected to the Oisius. And forget, it's Yid of Achtz of Klal Yisrael, that a Yid heats the Shabbos, and the person who heats the Shabbos, it's his Ois, and all other Yid are tuffle to this Yid. If Shabbos connects the Oisius, if a person is connected to the Oisius, that is connected to the source of Klal Yisrael. The source of Klal Yisrael, there's no Chet. Chet is only Lemata of this world. If you manage to tap in to the source of Klal Yisrael, Lemala, Taras Kisa Kuvit, there's no Pgam. The question is, how do we reach that source? Through Achdus, Yidin all together, we reach that source. Shmiras Shabbos, which is the essence of Shmiras Shabbos, means Yidin are united in Shabbos through one Ois. They all get united. The Metzius of Shabbos is we united in Oisius. That's the way to tap into the Shoyers of Klal Yisrael, to our source. Weil im Moichlein, there are virus there. But this we can understand another word. We find this, what Moshe says in Gvaltige Chiddush. The Gemara tells us that a person that does Shiva Meyire, then his virus becomes Shkugis. Shoyig. It's not completely deleted. But someone does Shiva Mahave, then his Zoyche, all his virus become Mitzvahs. Says this by Moshe, Gvaltige Chiddush, in Parshas Netzuvim. If a person does Shiva Berabim, I feel it's Shiva Meyire, his also Zoyche, it becomes Zechias. The whole Gemurah doesn't speak a person makes Shiva Meyuchit. But the person does Shiva Berabim, I feel it's Shiva Meyire, has the Madrai of Shiva Mahava, all of that becomes Mitzvahs. Why? Because the person does Shiva Berabim, he's beachted with the Klal Yisrael, but Tzibba, what is Tzibba? Tzibba doesn't mean 10 people in one room. That's what I call a Tzibba. Tzibba means 10 people who are united to a Tzibba, they're one Chevtzah. As the famous word of the Ragachava. It's not 10 individuals. It means together. Then we are going to come to the source of our neshama, because that's the unity of Klal Yisrael. And there's no sins there. Hashem didn't see any sin. The Eibishter is tohoi ranayim. The Eibishter is clean eyes. The Eibishter didn't see any sins. The sins are only later. But the shoyrish is, there's never a sin by the shoyrish. The question, how do we tap into that shoyrish? If we have a betzibah, we tap into the shoyrish. But this we can say another thing. We find, the Gemara tells us in the Masechta Shoshura, Umar Rabbi Yochanan, if the Torah wouldn't have written it, we couldn't say it. Melamed, the Eibishter put on a talus, and he showed Moshe Rabbeini, that if you'll daven with me, for me, with this, the talus, Beitav, Shlich Tzibbe, and you say, Hashem, Hashem, Kai Racham Machanen, hopefully you've sinned, I'll be Moichel you. And actually, this Indian that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeini 30 minutes was in Chodesh El. In Chodesh El, the third 40 days, when they went, that's why El is Yimai Rachman Merutzen, because B'Shas Batan Teure, the third 40th days were Elul, and Hashem Zbuach taught Moshe Rabbeini the Indian of the side of 13 Middles, that's why it's Yimai Rachman Merutzen. As it's famous in all the Surim, in these days are Yimai Rachman Merutzen, the Yimai Middles, on the Seure. So the Forsham asks a question. What does it mean? If you do like me, put on a talis, say Hashem Hashem, I'm going to have a virus, what's the pshat? Some of Hashem learn pshat, doesn't mean do it for say. It means you'll practice, you'll be rachim, you'll be chanin, be'echapayim, you'll practice my middas, then you're zoiche tav kapura. Obviously a person who is zoiche, so all his 13 middas should be like the Eibishter. Obviously, such a oifen, it's a big tzaddik, so that's just moichel. But others say no. It means stam saying, what's the raya? Because the first middah is kail. Kail. Can a person be kail? Person can't be kail. Says the Purim Yufas, kail. Because the middah of kail, we see from that, it's best to say. No need to practice. A fellow person doesn't practice. It's not b'shleim, it's just by saying, Hashem, Hashem, kail, Rabbechanan. He says, I believe sinned. That's just moich. What's the pshat? Why? The Gemurah says, the Sadler is a schlier zibber. The Eibestadt put on a talent like a schlier zibber. Avad, if you by yourself. Avad, how can you besuch the Tshiva? How can you besuch the Kapura? But if it's schlier zibber, if a person comes to the Smedrish, and it's a zibber, zibber means it's together, the Eibestadt will find, unai, uni, melaya oven. The Atemul Rachman. The Eibestadt is a midde, a fellu yidna mule oven. The Eibestadt has mercy. A fellow person isn't zoich to have all 13 middas. If a zoich to have a tzibbe, his ba'achts von Klal Yisrael, toich am and oich yeshevis, his volachta bedruchav, his like the Eibishter, in his atle betalis, geschlich tzibbe, like the Eibishter looks at Klal Yisrael as a tzibbe, the Eibishter looks at Klal Yisrael, whatever the Batalik does, he looks at one. Atem le'uni malayu vat mula rachma, a person who goes to see some Heilige Teik, the Yom Ruhem, with this middah of tzibbe, to have mechabit every yid, to like every yid, to have every yid, then you tap into the source of the Eibishter, and then the Eibishter mechal mechal Allah ha-vairis. And the Eibishter itself, mishme zoiche, tzi afreilige Shabbos, afreilige Chodesh El, and the Pusik says, os, tismach besilu b'muchel, in a ure b'zekayim yachtov, sinu b'forshim, besile is mazel el, os, tismach besilu b'muchel, es kind chodesh elul, it's a simcha for Klal Yisrael. Or tismach besila b'muchel. It's a simcha for Klal Yisrael, matl besila. Do you know why? Well, the uv is kind of yachtov, even though b'acht is the unit together, and to acht is the zirk, the chiva and kapura, like siva and chsima toive.